The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Given the positive levels of speed reduction on the M7 in Tipperary after the installation of an average speed camera system, could a broader rollout of the camera see a drop in the number of road traffic collisions? Well, transport commentator Conor Faulkner joins me now. Conor, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Now, the first time I came across these in Ireland was in the Port Tunnel, and it certainly makes you keep an eye on your speedo.
Yeah, the Port Tunnel is actually, to my mind, an example of where you use average speed cameras. I think they've worked really, really well there, and it has an impeccable safety record. But that, for years, was the only one we had in Ireland. Now, you do see them on motorways in the UK, in France, in other parts of the world, but we never had them on motorways here. So for the first time, we've set up an average speed camera. It's on a stretch of motorway in County Tipperary. And then you look at the data, it's actually been issuing fines since April, Pat. And what you can see from the data is that compliance there is way up. So it seems that all cars, well, 96% of motorists now comply with the speed limit over that 15-kilometre stretch. That's an improvement.
Now, I drove through it last week, and I found it, you know, see the yellow structures there with the cameras on top. And, you know, what it makes you do is think, if you kind of wander over the 120, you creep up to 130, you know that you can get it back down again to 110 and average out and come out on the right side of the law. Because often we are very annoyed when you get one camera van at one moment in time in a probably an area of zero danger, and you get done for 3 penalty points for a momentary slip.
Yeah, you're right about that. So it feels a little bit fair. And as I say, it has improved compliance on the motorway, and the numbers look quite good. But we'll get to the but, Pat, what I think are the limitations of it. Firstly, you know, you like to target enforcement at accident black spots. And in reality, motorways are actually, if there is such a thing, an accident white spot. They're amongst the safest stretches of road that we have. When motorways do become dangerous, it's in bad weather. So if it's foggy or stormy or icy, your motorways become really, really dangerous. And at that stage, you know, the speed limit of 120 kph is much too fast. And the speed limit on the M50 can now be lowered artificially via the overhead gantries in poor conditions. So, you know, as a tool to make motorways safer, your average speed camera is only of limited assistance, really. And I think, you know, while it's a nice tool and used in the right place, it can be effective. Personally, I don't think it replaces or should replace black spot speed cameras. And nor do I think we should get high hopes for this as kind of one of the silver bullets to tackle the rising road fatality rate, because honestly, I don't think it'll do that.
So really what you're saying is it will bring about some very nice statistics about compliance, but it won't actually enhance safety at all.
Well, not much. Now, that's not to be derisive of it, because it does do a lot of good things. And you said it yourself, Pat. The motorist sees it. It feels like a fair system, and it works. You know, the thought of somebody rocketing down a motorway at 140 or 150, you know, it's a rare enough event anyway, but it certainly won't happen here. And that's no bad thing. But if you look at where our collisions occur, where our fatalities occur, It's certainly not the heart of the road safety challenge. We have more important things to do in terms of bringing those numbers down.
Conor, thank you very much for joining us. Transport commentator Conor Faulkner.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.